Why do you say Yisma? Let me tell you something I told my guys in my shul last morning. Why do you say Friday night? You say Shabbos morning. Yisma Chmoyshe Matas Chelke. What's Matas Chelke? So, what's that?
What does Matas mean?
Present, Matona. Matas Chelke. What's his Matona? So, it's very interesting. I found three different Girsois in the Midrashim. There's a Sefer we have today called Sefer Akushyos. These are Kashas, one of the Rishonim, at the time of the Rosh. We don't know his name. We don't know who it is. But it's a Sefer from one of the Rishonim. He brings down, why was it called Pisum Baramsais? Pisum, the building used to collapse. Pisum, they just collapse suddenly. And Pari was going berserk. He's taking all the Jews, making them work like horses. And all these buildings that they're building are all collapsing. And they're all collapsing on Shabbos. So Pari goes to Moshe Rabbeinu. He asks Moshe Rabbeinu what happens. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, everybody knows that if you have a working force, they have to at least one day a week to have vacation. Like America, it's Sunday, here it's Shabbos, Lavdol. Need vacation. So Pari says, fine, which day would you pick? I'll give it to you. Which day do you pick? Moshe says, I'd pick Shabbos, because Moshe knew Baruch HaKodesh, the one day we're going to get Shabbos in Har Sinai. So that's a pshat. He gave him Shabbos, and Yismach Moshe Matnas Chelkai, because Moshe was mezakeh them to keep Shabbos even before they had the tzivu in Har Sinai. That's what it says in the Sefer Kushiyos.
So why is the building not down?
Huh?
Why is the building not down?
Why the buildings are collapsing, I don't know. They might want to give him their head, teach him their heads, because he's being Rashab with his kids. I don't know why. But Moshe Rabbeinu told him, no, but Moshe Rabbeinu told him that these people, they have no time to rest. So they do clumsy work. They're exhausted. If you give them a day of rest, they'll be fine. There's a Medrash Rabba, a Shmois Rabba, that says, no story about the buildings falling down, but Stamazi. Moshe Rabbeinu complained to Pari, and he told him that these people, your mamish, avoid this porach. The Jews that complain for they can't survive it. So Pari says, what do you want me to do? We have to build up, you know, the city. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, they need a day of rest. Which day? Moshe Rabbeinu picked Shabbos. And that's what it says. Before Matan Sim Matan Torah. Because he knew they were going to get Shabbos. We know the Ovis kept Shabbos. Avraham Yitzchak, they kept Shabbos.
Sure.
So Moshe Rabbeinu asked for Shabbos. Okay, but in these two Pirushim, Moshe Rabbeinu Dafke picked Shabbos. There's a third Girsa. There's a Sefer we have today called Pirushei Torah. It's from Rishon. His name was Chaim Paltiel. A Rishon. We have his Pirushei Torah. He brings down that he saw matters. We don't have this matter today. That Moshe Rabbeinu asked Pari. They said it's very hard for these people. By this parach, we need a day off. So Pari says, okay, let's figure it out. And Pari made a Goyro. And the Goyro came out. It was on Shabbos. Not that Moshe Rabbeinu picked it. But still, he's talking about Shemat Neschel because he asked the day of work. And my brother comes, it wasn't even his pick. It was a girl. This looks like the Rebbeinu Shem made it come out of Shabbos. Girl, a lottery, like Purim. Raffle's not the right word, a lottery.
Pick it out of
a hat, right.
I mean, it was like that even when the work got doubled, they saw a break on Shabbos.
Don't know. Face nicht? I don't know. Anyway, let's get to our subject. So we're just talking about medicines. But before you talk about medicines, you have to know why you can't have medicines on Shabbos. So the reason you can't have medicines on Shabbos is a gzera, because you might grind the medicines. How do you make drugs? So today you go into the drugstore, you say, give me Anacin, give me aspirin, whatever, you get on the spot. Today it's already made. Sometimes you have a prescription drug, they have to make it for you. But the good old days, they have what's called a mortar and a pestle. You ever see the sign of the drugstore? They're smashing in there. So that's how you make drugs. So Chazal made a gzera that you should not take medicine on Shabbos or do any refuah because you might make the medicine on Shabbos. So of course someone's going to say, well today since no one does that, why should we have the gzera? So it doesn't work like that. Once there's a gzera, in most cases the gzera sticks around because it is still shaykh today, this gzera. It's not as common, but it definitely is shaykh that you go into a drugstore and they have to make for you this medicine. So the gzera is still kaim. And besides that, I think I mentioned once before, there's the sheet of the Vilna Goyen, that whenever Chazal asks for something, just like when the Torah asks for something, he doesn't give you a reason, but when Chazal asks for something, if they don't give you no reason, they give you a reason. Something which a normal person can understand. But there could be 100 other reasons they didn't bring down, and therefore, even if one reason is gone, we still have to be choshesh. That's why the Goyen is choylik on the other Paisik Moshal. He says, even though there's no milk, that's Shofnarch says. He says, the Gilui, they were afraid there's snakes running around, they're going to put their fangs in there. The Paisik Matre, Shofnarch, the Goyen says, there's other reasons. Food that's in their bed, ruch, all different things which other places might be makel, the Goyen is machel. The Goyen says, once Chazal or Goyzer, can't be vatel. So in this case, certainly, because the Maya said they still grind medicines today also. Now, what's the lacha by toichen? Let's first understand toichen. You know how to grind on Shabbos. Now, no one's going to take a electric jigsaw on Shabbos and start grinding. That we know you can do. We know you can't do that. But the inyan of toichen, first of all, it applies not just to food. It applies to wood. It applies to metal, to racks. Anytime you grind something, you make little pieces, you're over a deraisa of toichen. And I don't know if you know that, but there is a taisus in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin that all the malochas that we have that are also on Shabbos, where do they come from? Who picked them? They're based on the, what do you say? That's the simple pshat in the Gemara, but there's a taisus in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin that says these are the malochas that they were mashabed them in Mitzrayim. And that's why it's Zecher Letzis Mitzrayim. Why Shabbos Zecher Letzis Mitzrayim? Because in Mitzrayim, these are malochas they had to do. So Rabbi Yishim gave them these, it's a taisus. And then the Bach says in Orachayim Reishayinav, that's what we say in Kiddush, Zeich L'Sim Tzitzrayim. Because these are malachas, malachas we can't do, those malachas did in Mitzrayim. You never do that.
But you said it's different from Berkowitz.
Yeah.
Why we say Zeich L'Sim Tzitzrayim?
Yeah.
Because what is Shabbos? It's us testifying to the Shem created the world.
Mm-hmm.
But if we were never there, how could we testify to the Shem created the world?
Right.
So what was the Tzitzrayim? Mitzrayim? That was Hashem showing that He is the one who created the world, because He made the Machos.
What Berkowitz said was the Ramban, which is brought down by the Beis Yosef in Reish Ha'inav. Same exact address. That's the Ramban, and over there, if you look next to Beis Yosef, is next to our neighbor, the Bach, you see the Pesha I just said. Yeah, the Ramban Pesha is Yidua, the Bach Pesha is Yidua. Yes. Any event, Berkowitz knows what he's talking about. Any event, what's that?
He didn't see the Bach.
Try to do the Bach also. Berkowitz knows the stuff, Bokhash. I'm close friends with Berkowitz. We were together in Eshet Torah for 14 years, 15 years. So we both got bounced. In any event, he's back there. He's the Rosh Hashiva today. I'm still bounced. But the mice, maybe. Maybe. But in any event, what I want to say, so Teuchen. So now, there are some Rishayim that say there's no din of Teuchen by Eichel. We don't pass like that. We pass like the Rishayim. There is Teuchen by Eichel, just like there's Teuchen by wood, just like there's Teuchen by rack. You know how to grind. How do we avoid the problem of Teuchen? So we don't have, it's a very interesting thing. What is the definition of grinding? So the Bir Halacha brings down a Sefer Yireim. Sefer Yireim is one of the by Tosis. He says, we don't know what the Shir of Teichen is. If I take an apple and cut it to two pieces, you say it's grinding? No. Say, let's say cut it to four pieces, eight pieces, 12 pieces. What's the Gvul? We don't know. Because we don't know, so what we do is, on Shabbos we cut bigger than usual. Some say they should cut it in a way that you can't just put it in your mouth and swallow. You should have to have mamash chew. But the general rule is, you cut it bigger pieces than usual, and being that there's a day that says that toichen is mutter, if it's la'alter, because derech achila, so then what we do is, we cut it to bigger pieces than usual, and we eat it right away. That's the people know the locha. You find a lot of housewives don't know, they're cutting these eight little pieces for ayin mitzvah, the thing that get a lot of schar for making nice Michael v'Shabbos, every melacha deraisa. So you have to cut it a little bit bigger than usual, and eat it la'alter. That's what you're supposed to do. Now, what else do you have to know about toichen? If something's already ground, I don't mean mud, you know, that type of ground. I mean, lush and over of grinded ground, right? If something's already ground, and you want to grind it again, that's okay. It's like the marshal, you can take a piece of challah and start rubbing it into 50 little pieces. Why? Because it's coming from kemach, which is already ground. Ever as they baked it, it came back together. It was already ground. Ain't toichen achar toichen. Okay? That's the halacha. What else do you have to know about toichen? Yeah, the chazanish has a chiddush, a tremendous chumra, and it got accepted. Some people, sometimes you say halacha chiddush, and everybody accepts it. The Moshe Tainz that this Chiddush is against all the Poiskim, and nevertheless the Welt accepted it. The Chazanish Tainz, there's a din of Risuk. You know what a Risuk means? You smash something, you crush it. So now, there are certain things, if I'll take a Moshe sugar, and I'll smash it, I'll put a heavy weight on it, it's going to break into little pieces. But let's say you take something, and it just becomes squished. The Chazanish Tainz, that's also Risuk. So the Chazanish says, you can't take avocado with a fork and smear it on a piece of bread. Anybody eat sakari? You eat avocado? People do that, right? Oh, so the Chazanish said, you can't use a fork, because that's risuk. Moshe Feinstein said, it's a pella, this Chazanish. He says, according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to Ramah, according to Mogen Avraham, according to Tanas. That's not what risuk means. Risuk means that when you crush it, it becomes 100 little pieces. You take avocado, that's not going to happen. So Moshe says, avad al pidin it's mutter. If you're in Bnei Brak, and that he was more the Asher, could I take machal like the Chazanish? But he says it's against the Mechaber, against the Ramah, against the Mogen Avraham, against the Taz, against the Mishmur. He says no one holds like that. You don't have to worry, but the problem is, Shmir Shabbos Chachosa put it down as a halacha. He decided that's halacha ma'isim, and because of that, most people go to Shmir Shabbos. The Velt is makbid. The belt is makbid not to use a fork, to use the handle of a knife or something like that. Rav Moshe says, it's a chiddush of Chazanish, and from all points in Shemut al-Khathila. No, butter is very smooth in the first place. It applies to something which is hard, like an avocado. Yeah. When you flatten, it becomes a mricha, becomes a smear. The component was interesting how sometimes you can have some things where a person makes a chumra, everybody adapts it. You can have sometimes where a person makes a mistake and everybody adapts it. Somebody asked me on the way out 2 weeks ago if there's a problem on a sorbet tevis. What was the question? Yeah, to take a hot shower or to put smear things that are also on tissue or whatever. So I told him it's very interesting. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in the Bir Halacha that there's a daya in the Elyon Rabbah that all the things that are usher in 9 days are also usher on the fasts of Churban. Fast of Churban means to say Asur B'Tavis and Shavasur B'Tamis. That they're the same in 9 days. And once the Mishnah Berurah says it, it became the Halacha. Right? It's Kedai Timachmer. But guess what? It's an outright mistake. Outright mistake. Now, who am I to say the Mishnah Berurah mistake? Not my chiddush. Chaim Kanievsky writes this in Shoyin Halochas. There was a printing mistake in Deli Rab. You can still see it. We have Deli Rab. There's a printing. It's an old print. There's a printing mistake. One line jumped in the wrong place. And because of that, it appears that he's saying that. And because of that, both the Prima Godem and the Mishnah Berurah quote Deli Rab and the Rab never wrote. It's a mistake. And I saw before the Shoyin Halochas of Chaim Kanievsky in the Das Torah, or the Marsham, he already pointed it also. So Mishnah Berurah throws Halocha. Or it's a chum or whatever, he prints it. It's an outright mistake. But because of that, a lot of people do something which is an outright mistake. What are you going to do? It's a mazel. Again?
You can have a hot shower on the server too.
Can you have what?
You can have a hot shower on
the Yeah, why not? You can. It's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah in Tavkuf Nun that there is a chumra not to do it. But it's not Mikra Adin. It's a chumra. It's a chumra. Some people do it, some people don't, but it's a chumra. But that the Mishnah Berurah brought down, that on the days of a tiny sechurb, there's the same in 9 days. It's an outright mistake. So I made a mistake and it became public. What can you do? In any event, someone should make a safe one. They're all the mistakes that we have. Printing mistakes and the things that come after mistakes. It's very interesting. Yeah.
It's a book on schoolers. So everyone that thinks something's a school, I think it's not a book.
Okay. In any event, someone said we should put out a safe for all the things that people do wrong. The common mistakes. It'd be very interesting. Safer. You'd get criticism from all sides, might be told who you're to say it's a mistake. Huh? But it could be interesting. It could become a bestseller. What's that? Yeah. Somebody told me I should make a safer for all the shilas that you have with Bali Tshuva. Like all those that are pertinent to Bali Tshuva. Is an Eish HaTera. Could call the name of the safer Tshuva to Bali Tshuva or something like that. Sounds like a great idea, but we're crazy safer. Just think of the crazy shilas that come up. I wouldn't want to print such a safer. Very weird chance. Rav Yashiv once told me, you want an example? I used to go to Rav Yashiv when I was in Yeshiva for 90 years. In the beginning, Rav Yashiv was accessible. Afterwards, it became very big. But I remember having to go to Rav Yashiv. I once had to go to Rav Yashiv. And a lot of weird chances. All different chances. Ranging from Gilui Arayas to Yichus to who knows what. But I remember one time I went to Rav Yashiv about a totem pole. You know what a totem pole is? Totem pole? Well, you sure?
Like that pole with the animals?
Yeah. Like eagle on top? It's like a huge pole, like 8 feet long. Has a bunch of faces on there, right? Yeah. Now, this guy Yarshin, he inherited from his great-grandfather, he inherited two totem poles. The question is he allowed to keep it, is he allowed to sell it? I remember, like today, that altogether was worth $22,000. But this is 30 years ago. 30 years ago, $22,000, a lot of money, okay? Now, on the one hand, maybe it's not a toy. Like, why not? Yes, it's worth money. On the other hand, if it's a Vidazora, you're not to keep it in your house. But I'm not going to tell the guy to throw it out if I don't know for sure what it is. Central Rav Yashiv. I remember it like there. Rav Yashiv said, so Rav Yosef Yitzchak says, I'm passing Shai as Yishayim 60 years. I never get the crazy Shai as you get. I remember it like today. I said to Rav Yashiv, so what am I supposed to do? I get the Shai as you know the answers. I have to come to you. So he laughed. And I remember then we had to find out exactly what the get of a totem pole is. Is it a void desert? It was a very interesting shayla because if it's by a goy and a goy sells it, so the Mishnah says no void desert, that means he's mevatel it. You don't sell your god. Right? He's selling it, that shows you don't look at him as a god. Right? On the other hand, by a Jew, there's no din of bittel. It's a din of shulchan aruch. If a Jew has no void desert, a Jew became a koifer. There's no din of bittel. So now I asked him, is it possible that his great grandfather was over with the Zohar? He says, anything is possible. He said, he's certainly denying Jewish. Could have been atheist going with the Zohar. He says, he has no idea. So the chances are Jews, and there's no Dem Bittel, and then I'm keeping away the Zohar Mass every minute. Yes, Yehorik Val Yavar. So see, Moshe Nefesh. Rabbi Yashar said, first thing I have to find out if somebody, I don't remember, we had to make whole bureau then. We had to get out of his house and then start finding out all about totem poles and do a report on totem poles.
What was,
I don't remember. So many years ago. I don't remember. But what I do remember is what Rabbi Yashar said, that you get the craziest shilas, the things I'll never get. I told him, listen. No, that's one that comes to my mind. That's when he told it to me. Because I very often I popped him like the things that he'd never heard before. You know, the person's passing shilas for like 80 years. Like he knows everything. He's ready for every shayla. And then I come in there, Papa Shai's and never heard of him. And I told him, what am I supposed to do? I get the shaylas and you have the answers. I have no choice, but we can throw them on you. Anyway, going back to yeah, Shwork at Esh, right? Learn some English, get into Kira and work at Esh. The Maisa, because of the din of Toichen, Chazal Merik Zeri can't take medicines. But there are different cases, he can't take a medicine. If it's a chaylish and besakona, chaylish and besakona means to say there's no sakona, but the guy's going to be in bed. For instance, the guy has a splitting headache, he has no temperature. There he's allowed to take a medicine. There's certain coolers we have by chaylish and besakona. Chaylish yesh besakona is pikuch nefesh, you can do anything. You can shecht an animal, you can do anything, turn electricity. But a chaylish and besakona means to say he can't function. As Orchar Shulchan says, it doesn't mean Dafki's lying in bed. Let's say he has a splitting headache. He's not mamash lying in bed, but he can't function. He goes to the window, he doesn't know what to do, he can't go out of his mind. There, you're allowed to take a medicine. There's no problem, by the way, in cutting your medicine in two. There's no problem if you have to measure the medicine. It's kedai not to measure exactly, berach half, whatever, berach 500 grams, but if you have to, you can. A kid up till 9 or 10 years old has a din of chayla shem b'sakona, so you give medicines, no questions asked, no problem. What else do you have to know? When you open a medicine, very often the tablet comes in these packets, where the bottom is like tinfoil, and on top of that, it's either also tinfoil or it's plastic, whatever, so it's transparent. You're allowed to open those on Shabbos, and that's not called making a kli, because you can't do anything with it anyway. Just throw it out. And you should be careful, because sometimes there's letters on top. It'll say aspirin or something, you have to be careful not that there are letters, no?
Antibiotics are fine to take?
Yes, antibiotics are fine to take, but it depends who. If you have a running nose, that's not how to take medicine. Okay? At the same time, if a guy has a splitting headache or has temperature, you can take aspirin. Now, antibiotics is a different answer. If a medicine is being taken, and if you stop in the middle, let's say the doctor says you have to take muxapen, which is Israeli version of penicillin, you have to take for 10 days, and I start taking before Shabbos, I'm allowed to continue. Why? What's that? You're not allowed to stop. If you stop, it makes it worse. That's fine. That's fine. So again, the standard din is that if it's a medicine which you have to take a certain amount of times, and if you stop early, it's going to cause you nezik, so you're allowed to keep on taking it, even through Shabbos. The Chazanish had a bigger chish. Chazanish said that if you start taking a medicine before Shabbos, you can keep on taking it. He was no sukkah. Why? Because of the whole gzera, shchikas samamonim, here where I start taking before, and there's no gzera. A lot of Moira Ros passing like that Chazanish. It's good to know. No difference. No difference. Any medicine is usher to take on Shabbos because of Gzera. Now, you're not allowed to do anything for refuah on Shabbos because of Gzera. But if it's something which cannot be done in medicinal form, if that's English, that's English, anything is medicinal. Like, for instance, can I put in a retainer in my teeth on Shabbos? The retainer is? Like the braces, you put it right? It's a retainer, right? Okay? So, it's mutter. Why? Because there is no way you can do that with medicine. There's no medicine yet created where you can put it in your mouth and your teeth will get straight. Some, or putting a brace. You might put a brace on your back. Or an ace band or something like that. No problem. Because it can't be done in medicine. If it's something which could be done in medicine form, then you can't do it. That's the clue.
Have you said that mentioned that, that if it's grinded already,
the word is ground.
It's already ground. And
if I have to teach you English, you're pretty bad. What?
If it's ground already, you could ground it again in a sense. Right?
Yes.
So medicine, a lot of medicines are already grounded.
No.
So, like for example, the ones in the tablets inside, they're already ground. They're already a little powdered. So I tell you, wouldn't that be allowed to eat?
No, but the gzero here is that they might prepare new medicine. That's the gzero. When you go into a drugstore, they might prepare new medicine. Today, a lot of things over the counter, they're prepared for us. There's a lot of medicines, you still grind. So, what? Challah? No, the challah is already ground. So it was already flour. We're not saying, we're not arguing. If a person gave you a pill that was already ground, you can go now and break it. But that's not, there's a gzeirah not to take medicine. Because there are certain medicines which a guy's going to go and he's going to grind on Shabbos. The guy's, well, I'll be careful. I'll take one already, but I bought it before Shabbos. No, they made a gzeirah. Today it's not so common. Those days it was a very normal thing. I remember when I was a kid, you went to a drugstore, you tell them what you want, you'd go behind this office over there, you'd make the medicine. Now they have all these things over the counter. Most of these things are ready to save time. Any medicine is also taken on Shabbos, and anything which is not put in the mouth. If it's something which can be done as let's say you have something which you can do. Huh? An ear infection, you're not allowed to take the medicine on Shabbos. However, if you mamish can't function, then you're allowed to take it. No, no, because that could be done with the medicine to avoid the condition. You know how to do it. It might just be that the ear infection is a sakona. That might be. But hit for sure. You have to find that. It could be it's a sakona, it'll spread. The eye is considered pikuach nefesh. 100% water, because the eye, if it has to do with the eye, it's considered a sakona. But any time, an infection, very often infection is a sakona also. You have to find out. If a doctor says that you can't wait till Motzei Shabbos, it's a sakona, because it'll spread. Of course it's mutter. Agav, can you drink a tea on Shabbos? I have a sore throat. Can I drink a tea? This is what's called Michael Brim. Anything which healthy people do also, no problem. Healthy people drink tea also. It's mutter al-Khadkhila. Even if I'm doing for a sore throat, it's 100% mutter. To wash is not a problem. You're not doing anything wrong. Nah, there's no problem. There's no problem with washing. Washing is not a medicine. Healthy people wash their hands also, hopefully. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Beis. Reichetz Odom L'Kovet Koine. A person should wash his hands and his face, because always the Chil Hashem that a firm person, the yid goes dirty. Supposed to wash. That's not medicine.
What's brushing teeth? How do you brush teeth on Shabbos?
Are you Sephardi or Ashkenazi?
Ashkenazi.
Okay, so if you're Sephardi, Avad Yosef is matter to use toothpaste and a wet toothpaste. We hold it's also. We hold it have a double problem. There's a problem schita, because water is coming out of the bristles. Now, if they're synthetic bristles, Shemazam says no schita. Today, most of the brushes are synthetic. But there's still a problem of memareach on a toothpaste. So you can't do. What you can do is you can take a dry toothbrush and rub. What's going to happen is your saliva isn't going through the toothbrush. It's going to work. You can't put toothpaste on, you can't put water on.
Sometimes I put toothpaste before Shabbos into a cup of water and mix it around.
That's like it with medicine, I don't know. But no, yeah.
And then I dip my toothbrush into it.
Into what?
I take toothpaste, put it into a cup of water, mix it around before Shabbos, then I'll dip my toothbrush into it. Shabbos morning, and then I'll brush my toothbrush. No? Super not good?
You have both schita and memarech. The fact that you put it into water first, I don't know what you do with it.
Before Shabbos, to make it not thick anyway, now it's a liquid. It's a liquid.
First of all, they have today liquid toothpaste.
Yeah, but I don't do the line. Now I just make it a liquid before Shabbos.
It turns into a liquid?
Yeah, it turns into a liquid. It's not straight liquid.
But you still have a problem schita. If you have...
About the Shabbos toothbrush.
If you have... Here's a shtickle machalikas. If you have... Rav Yashav held that synthetic is also schita, because it gets absorbed. Shem Zalman says synthetic doesn't go in. But by toothbrushes, I once asked... Rabbi Neuvert from Shmir Shabbos Chosa, he brings down over there according to Shlomo Zalman, if you have a synthetic suit, you guys don't know these things, but 30 years ago the suits were polyester. Okay, but it used to be that these things are polyester, and the Shlomo Zalman said there's no problem with schita because the water is not absorbed, it's like on the outside. Rabbi Yasha said no, that's also schita. Whatever. According to Shlomo Zalman, I picked up a phone to Rabbi Neuvert and I asked him, you're writing here, B'Shem Rosh HaMazal, when you're Rebbe, there's no problem with schita when it's synthetic. So why do you write down a different parak in Parak Yedalad that you can't use a toothbrush because of schita? Once upon a time, you're quoting Rav Moshe Feinstein's tshuva. When Rav Moshe wrote the tshuva, like 50 years ago, the toothbrush were made of like material. It's like string. But today it's not like that. Today it's synthetic. It's plastic. So what's the problem? She says, you're right. I have to change that. I didn't think of that. I asked Rabbi Nevinsol, who was the Talmudic of Shlomo Zalman. He said, no. He said, even Rav Shlomo Zalman, who held there's no problem with synthetic, that's only if it's not safuf, but it's very safuf, what's the thing is dense. And then it's chita. The bristles are like 100 bristles all stuck together. Why not?
Dense, it's considered schita.
They claim it kills germs. I think it kills your neighbors also. It smells.
It's very dense, it's considered schita?
So that's what he claimed. The Nevinsol said, even Shlomo Zalman would agree. One second, slow down. You want to use a band-aid? You put on a band-aid? A band-aid is like this. A band depends on how you put it on. If you put it around your finger, if it's on itself, that's teifer. Sewing. Tefira, sewing. If you take it off, korea. Can't do that. If you put it like straight across on the skin, there's no teifer on skin. There's a loch, there's no teifer on skin. Now, you want to take it off. If it's for sure going to pull off a bunch of hairs, like a hand on his chest, whatever, then it's a psikresha. But sometimes I pull it off and it might take, that's dosha mischal, that should be okay.
Is that like bore?
Nah, boyers, when you have a tarubis, you can't recognize. You can't recognize a bandit from your skin. Come on.
I take my finger, the toothpaste on it. I don't brush my teeth.
I see you guys are desperate to brush your teeth on Shabbos. When you use your finger, you took care of the problem of schita. What about the problem of marech? Unless you want to get his pre-Shabbos toothpaste and water, mix your finger in there.
I put Listerine in my mouth and I stick my dry toothbrush in my mouth. It's a Listerine in the mouth.
It should be mutter. It shouldn't be any different than saliva. It shouldn't be any different than saliva. I mean, you know why? I'll tell you why. I'm not allowed to take a piece of paper and squeeze out the water. Right? No, one second. These are normal things, not these ideas of Listerine fingers wet. On a table, you have a table that got wet, you want to wipe up, somebody spilled some Coca-Cola. I'm allowed to take a napkin and clean it up. I can't squeeze it out, that's schita. But the fact that it starts dripping, that's okay. So here also, I'm now to take a toothbrush, make it wet and then squeeze it out. That's schita. But if I'm putting it in there and there's already water in the micro, that's not a problem. That should be fine.
So he could take his toothpaste thing, put it in his mouth like chocolate and then put the
toothbrush
in.
Yes. What about you guys are eating garlic all day? What are you guys so nervous about?
I can't go Shabbos morning and brush my teeth. So can't talk to Shabbos
morning. Okay. We have to ask people that walk by with your Dalai Lama how bad your breath is. I remember my shoe when I was a kid, there was a guy with a white beard. I remember like today, he would walk by, he would open his mouth and talk. It was like a cloud hit you. And I asked my father, should we tell him? He says, no, you shouldn't be Mavayish. And Adi Yemez, I don't know why. I think I was a good friend. I should have told the guy, for his sake, not to, you know, to wash his mouth that way. Again? No. Alcohol's not doing it. Just cleans. It's not a fuhr. Why not? You're not, there's no problem with Tzaveya, because Derech Lichluch. Let's say I want to have a red piece of paper. So I put it in my nose to get red. That's awesome. It means tzaveya. Here, that's not your intention.
It's not, even though the teacher's getting red,
it doesn't. It's mutter. It's derech lichluch. If it's getting it dirty, it's mutter. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down is not a bloody nose, but a guy eats strawberry shortcake. Okay? Now he's going to wipe his mouth. Mishnah Berurah talks about it. He ate tutim. He takes a napkin, he wipes his mouth. So now the thing becomes red. Derech lichluch. I'm not trying to diet. If I want to make a red napkin, and I had a red napkin with a few spots, I want to make it red. That's awesome. That's not what the guy's doing it for. Interesting shines.